That's a rocky fire in Colusa County, a test of wills. A stubborn fire, pushed and revived at times by erratic winds, versus many self-reliant rural people who live here because there are fewer folks around to tell them what to do. Wills were tested when word came for about 13,000 of them to evacuate as the rocky fire exploded.
When you start seeing smoke plumes come up that are severe black, you know they're in the brush, and they're not that far away. This is a problem. You look at it, hey, it's time to go. And when you see flames, it's really time to leave.
So just where did Joe Wells, resident of this backcountry for 27 years, go? The Moose Lodge. That's right, Moose Lodge. Often a hub for bingo and karaoke. And now a haven to ride out a fire that's burned more than 65,000 acres. Lodge volunteers say 200 to 300 people sheltered here overnight. Donated food is piled up on tables. Free pie and French toast.
That's not part of Red Cross, nothing government. This is all community here. This is a community at its finest.
Rhiannon Garcia and her displaced visitors hang on weather reports.
You could take a breath. Right now, when I woke up this morning, I saw that it hadn't grown, still contained. Everybody was safe. It was like, whew, finally. We need a break. They need a break and we need a break.
A break because the Rocky Fire is unpredictable, jumping Highway 20 late Monday and messing up any thoughts of leaving the Moose Lodge for home. More food arrived.
I asked for a little help. Look at this room. This community's come together. It's beautiful.
In a wicked fire, a bingo hall can look like the Taj Mahal.